We're going to start from 1 Samuel chapter 22. I want to lay a foundation of those men, the great men of David. Where had they come from? Before we read about them in the 2 Samuel, before we read of their courage, of how they were breaking through, where had they come from? What is their foundation? What is the criteria of becoming a great person? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 22, I'll start from verse 1. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto David. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the background. This is where the great men had come from. This is a time when David was running away from Saul. The anointing of the Lord was upon him, but it could not rule at the same time that Saul was ruling. And it was time to prepare him, because preparation is always done in the wilderness. Praise the name of the Lord. He was anointed king, but it was not yet time. Just like we get anointed and you feel the fire, but you might manifest 30 years later. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So it was preparation time for David. The kingdom was upon him. The anointing was upon him. But there was time for preparation. Yes. And the Bible says that his family, the father, the mother, his brethren, they could not stay at peace. Because now David is an enemy to the king. So the family had no choice but to go with him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They did not follow him because they had a choice. They followed him because there was no choice. They had to follow him because their life was in danger. But there are some people who followed David. And these people are classified in three areas. The Bible says that everyone who was in distress. Tell your neighbor, distress.
Distress.
Praise the name of the Lord. Everyone who was in distress. I think if it was in our era, we could say everyone who was depressed, stressed up, frustrated. Praise the name of the Lord. Everyone who was in distress. People who did not have anywhere else to turn to. People who felt like our end is near. People who did not have any hope. Those people who were in distress decided to follow David. Can you imagine people who are in distress following a man who is running away? Following a man who is hiding for his life. But they did not have any other choice. It is because there was also something that the Lord was preparing them for. There was greatness that was being prepared in them. And so even in times of distress, it is not over. That might be just the foundation. That might be just the beginning of a greater future. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Number two, the Bible says anyone who was in debt. Everyone who was in debt. And you know, debt, especially in this land, we live on credit cards. So I think we would all fall into this class. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But I guess this is a debt that they could not even pay. If you hear there is a place you can escape and not pay your debt, you will definitely go there.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And there is nothing as stressing as debt. I believe when I talk about that, that is not a new story. Many people have ever been into debt. I remember there is one time I was in debt. And it was this debt where women do merry-go-round, you see? The women collect money, they give you. And then you are supposed to bring back with interest. It's like table banking. And there was this time I could not pay. It was not a lot. I look back and see where the Lord has taken me from. It was not a lot, but I could not pay. But sometimes the Lord allows you to go through something so that you may understand. When you meet somebody in such a situation, you know the pain. You understand how it feels to be in debt. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we talk about these men who are in debt, I understand their situation. I was even planning to go visit my mother just to escape being in the meeting so that they don't ask me, Pastor Lucy, where is the money? Praise the name of the Lord. There is a shame that is associated with debt. There is a lot of humiliation. And when you are in debt, it's like you are ensnared. And that's one of the limitations that we're going to break today. Because when you are in debt, it's like you are ensnared. When you are in debt, the one who has given you the money can manipulate you, can make you a servant. You can even salute him or even bow down because you are bound. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So I guess this man had a hard time. And during those days, people who were in debt could pay with their flock, and it could reach a point where they had to pay with their children. It reached a point they had to pay with their wives. It reached a point where they had to go and say, okay, take me. Let me become a servant so that I may be able to pay. I will become your servant for years. Then they count the years you're going to become a servant. And after 7 years, there was the rule of Jubilee. You have to be freed. Praise the name of the Lord. And number three, everyone that was discontented. I have a problem pronouncing that name, but you get it, yeah? Everyone who was discontented. Those are people who used to feel like, I need more. This is not the way it should be. There is something lacking. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And if there is a good feeling, it is this one. Because when you feel discontented, you will not settle for less. Even in the spiritual realm. Like now we are talking of revival. Those people who are discontented are not going to settle for what we are seeing as the norm. Yes. Many people have settled for, if you people come to church or they don't come to church, we understand this is America. No. We need to be those people who are discontented. This is not how it should be. There needs to be a change. Right. These men were feeling like, okay, we are here. We are fighters. But this is not right. Yes, we have Saul as the king. But there is something more. And they followed David. And David became their captain. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So I wanted us to get the foundation of these people. And now as we go to 2 Samuel, chapter 23. In 2 Samuel, chapter 23, and before we get there, we have learned that 300 men gathered to David. They were so many. 300 men, those are so many. Praise the name of the Lord. But in chapter 23 of 2 Samuel, the Bible gives an account of the great men. The great men among those men who had come from debt, those men who came from distress, those men who came from being discontented, those men, they are now not labored by where they came from. They are now not called by their past. They are not called by what they could not do. They now have a new name. They have been called the great men of David. Because they continued being under David. And David stopped being a captain. He even went to the level of becoming their king. Praise the name of the Lord. And I was reading this and I was like, I like the kingship of David because he allowed this man to grow. Even as his followers, he allowed every man to grow. He allowed every man to have a name.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
As we break the spirit of limitation, we need to break that spirit. Where are those people who came to you because they are discontented? And I'm speaking to the men of God here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Allow them to grow. Mm-hmm. Let them not remain in debt. Mm. Let them not remain in distress. Mm. Let them not remain discontented. Let them change their names. Let them grow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because as you read the second verse, chapter 23, from verse 8, the Bible says, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. And there is an account of every man and what he did. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm going to read a few, but I'm going to speak about one of them today. And I believe that the Lord is going to speak to us in a special way. The Tachonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Eznite. He lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. Listen to that achievement of that great man. He had an achievement. He has a record. He's not just being called a great man because he followed David. But do you think he could have achieved this if he was not allowed to? The Bible says that he lifted his spear. He slew 800 men at one time. That is greatness. And greatness those days was measured by that. Hallelujah. I don't know what we measure greatness with this time. But what is the legacy? If people are to tell about the greatness of this man of God, what can they say? What is that that can stand out and people can say, you did this and that? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Do you think people remembered his death? People did not remember his death. He was remembered by the achievement that he got.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And after him was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men of with David. When they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord brought great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to spoil. Listen to this man. People disappeared when the battle was fierce. Everybody thought, now we don't have an escape. But this man, this great man, he decided, I am going to continue. The Bible says that he slew the Philistines until his hand was weary. And even the sword clave into his hand. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And listen, what makes him great is not what he did. But what makes him great is that people returned to spoil. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear me?
Mm-hmm.
People returned to spoil. Mm-hmm. He is the one who has fought the battle. He is the one who has become weary. The sword is stuck in his hand. And when there is victory, those people who are there at the sidelines, they see, hallelujah, we can get the spoil now. This man had the right to say, it is mine. Where are you? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But that is what makes him a great man. That he allowed others to enjoy the fruit of his labor.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether we'll get to that level. You do all the work and you let others come and harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when people enjoy the labor, you labor. They are like, you see where I am? There was somebody who did the labor. You see, ni kukula tu matunda. But kulikuwa na? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Today you try to see somebody coming and you keep reminding them, why? You know where I've come from. You know what I have done to get here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But the greatness of this man is that he allowed the people to come and get the spoil.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and after him was Shammah. And I want to speak about Shammah. Don't ask me why I have just chosen him, but I want to speak about Shammah tonight. Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord brought a great victory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I think of Shammah because he was defending a ground of lentils. Dengu. You know, it was easier for him to say, No dengu tu. Yani, it's just dengu I can plant others. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when I think of Shema, I think that he had every reason to give up. He had every reason to surrender. Because what is lentils? Praise the name of the Lord. He had every reason to say, take it, I'll come back, plant some more and harvest time. If you want to come, it is just lentils. But the Bible says that he stood his ground. He decided, I've done all the work. It doesn't matter whether all the other people flee. Praise the name of the Lord. He stood up. Do you think the people who fled were stupid? No.
No.
They were like, my life is more than lentils. You want to stand there and die because of lentils? I better be alive and I can plant more than die defending lentils. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But this man, he decided, this is my inheritance. This is my ground. This is my labor. I have a right, it is mine. I have a right to defend it. He also understood that if I give up now, if the Philistines are going to harvest these lentils, I will do it again and they'll keep coming at harvest time.
Yeah.
Just like it was happening in the times of Gideon. The Bible says that the Israelites could plant, and when it was harvest time, the Midianites could come. And it continued for years. I'm speaking to somebody who gives up because you think you still have the strength to do it again. It is time to break that cycle. Because unless you overcome, unless you stand your ground, unless you declare enough is enough, even next year, you'll still be stuck in the same place. If your life keeps going and going and going, and then you reach a point, and the same temptation comes, and you're like, ah, here he comes again, and you're even good at testifying. Come on, here, share it again. The enemy came again. It reaches at times he enjoys those visits because you do nothing about it. And you may take years and years dwelling in the same place, dealing with the same state, because you always give up and assume it is nothing. I have come to declare to you that there is no effort that should go to waste.
Amen.
Yes.
No small effort should go to waste. We are supposed to arise and defend our inheritance.
Amen.
We are supposed to defend what is rightfully ours.
Yes.
It doesn't matter the value it has on the eyes of other people. Defend your right. And that is why the Bible says that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent shall take it by force. It is by force. It is by force. It is by force. There is other versions that says that the kingdom of God progresses forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So no matter how minor it might seem, don't just give away. Just give up without a fight. If we are to break the spirit of limitation, we need to become fighters.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
So Shama decided that I am going to stand my ground. When the enemies came, he did not fear. He understood his inheritance. And number two, even when the friends fled. You know, there are battles we fight well when we are with others.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to tell you, my sister, my brother, it is not every battle that you will fight with friends.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when even friends will flee.
Yeah.
And you are left alone. He could have fled. But even when the friends fled, he still stood his ground. He understood that he's different. He understood that the others had just seen a ground of lentils, but to him, that was his inheritance. He understood that his perception and their perception was different. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says that he stood his ground. He stood in the midst. He strategically positioned himself. He did not stand at the corner. You know, when you are just near the edge, it is easy to just say, "Hata sikuwa na ubaya, nilikuwa tu naangalia, hata sikuwa na uba." But he stood at the center. It's like, I mean business. This is my ground. This is my inheritance. This is mine. Yeah, anybody who dares come. When you get in, this is trespassing. He made it clear. He did not fight at the sidelines. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For us to break the spirit of limitation, we need to even be aggressive. You know, there are people who are enemies and who, of the devil, but when he shows up, say, hata sikuwa nimekemea sana. Atuna uba? Atuna ubaya. You want to make peace. Praise the name of the Lord. But this guy stood. He strategically positioned himself in the middle of the field. And number two, he accepted responsibility. For us to break the spirit of limitation, we need to accept responsibility. Enough of blame game. Enough of laying blame. Why are you not as powerful? You know, and as prayerful. You know, this is America and the bills. And we need to cover all the hours. We need to work. So there is not much time to pray. Shama took up responsibility. For the spirit of limitation to be broken, enough of blaming your mother and your father because they did not take you to the best school. Enough of blaming those people who hosted you when you first came here. Enough of blaming the pastors. You know, those pastors don't even allow us to do anything. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Enough of blaming your children. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I stepping on somebody's toes?
That's fine.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Shama took responsibility. There was a time I used to say, now, people don't want women preachers. I can't even preach. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you the rebuke I got. But I got a rebuke, and the Lord made sure that I'll go preach in places where after preaching, somebody will ask me, "And who ordained you?" You go preach. You have been fearing that they don't accept women. And then the Lord makes sure that somebody strategically wants to remind you of that fear. And who ordained you? Which denomination do you come from? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Break the spirit of limitation by taking responsibility.
Yeah.
Enough of blaming the system. Yes, you are discontented. But what are you doing about it? Praise the name of the Lord. So Shama took, accepted personal responsibility. And he protected what God had given him. He decided, I will protect. You know, ukidharau, when you despised, if you despise your inheritance, you don't have the energy to defend it. You don't have the energy to protect it. Praise the name of the Lord. But he honored his inheritance. What is it that you honor in your life? Do you honor the calling of God in your life? Do you honor the gifts of God in your life? Do you honor the blessings of God in your life? Do you honor what God has put in your life? Do you honor the potential that is in you? Because if you honor, you will protect. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What is the value that you have placed on it? I told Pastor, as we were talking about time and people attending meeting, I told Pastor, whatever is important in somebody's life, you create time. You created time because it is important to come and hear from the Lord. If it was not, you cannot. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever is important in your life, you treasure it. This is about understanding the importance of what God has entrusted in our lives. Because once we understand the importance of what God has treasured in us, we are going to protect, just like Shammah did. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And number three, the Bible says he pushed the enemies backwards. Pushing means he used force. He did not allow the enemy to keep coming. He continued pushing them backwards, backwards, backwards. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing requires force. Pushing requires a lot of energy. For us to break limitations, we need to understand and to learn how to push the enemies backwards. And there's this saying, I know everybody knows about push. It's you pray until something happens. He pushed his enemies backwards. He did not allow them to keep coming. He did not allow them to gain ground. He continued pushing them. Meaning, the more he resisted them, the more they moved back. Praise the name of the Lord. If he was not resisting them, they could have kept coming. But he pushed them backwards. Backwards. Tell your neighbor, push.
Push.
A limitation is something that has been set ahead of you. There is an obstacle. It is like something, a barrier, preventing you from taking steps forward. Do you get to the barrier and say, I cannot pass here? Can't you see the wall? Where am I going? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He pushed backwards. And you know, the word breakthrough is a result of continuous impact. Continuous impact. Assume it is a wall. You cannot hit it once and expect it to fall down.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep hitting. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep pushing. Eventually, there's going to be a crack. If you don't give up, there's going to be a wider crack.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give up, it's going to fall down.
Amen.
He pushed the enemies backwards. Tell your neighbor again, push.
Push.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says he eliminated the threat that was there. He never gave up until he eliminated. Ile, I have finished. That problem, I'm not going to deal with it again.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For us to continue going beyond limits.
Yes.
Let us deal with one issue until it is done.
Mm-hmm.
Ikushikashika, you are here, you are there, you are here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He made sure that I have eliminated them. My lentils are safe. The Philistines are gone.
Yes.
Now I can face the next battle.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes we just push a little bit and then we think, let's try the other side. And before we know, we are caged. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because we don't focus on dealing with one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt dealing with one area in your life until you get a break.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We might want to do everything at the same time, but it always helps if you deal with one enemy eliminate that. You know that. Iyo kiwango nime? Iyo nime pita. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is the way it is even in spiritual warfare. There is a level you get that the demons that are in the level of panyas, they cannot attack you because you trod over them. So, you know, you're dealing with the elephants and the lions.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But sometimes you want to throw a stone to the lion. You didn't kill it, but you threw a stone. What do you think will happen? And then you are going on your way and you hit a lion. You threw a stone. Amen. I don't know how I'm taking it, but I believe you're getting.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, and the Lord brought great victory. This is the guy who was fighting, but who gets the glory? Praise the name of the Lord. He is the one fighting and he's fighting alone. But when the testimony is being given, it is that, and the Lord,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Not Sharma, and the Lord
amen.
Brought great victory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He exalted the name of the Lord.
Yes.
He was able to give glory to whom it was due. Many are the times that our victories are short-lived because we own them. We own them.
Right.
I did it. And you not even allow the others to talk because they left you. Where are you? Now you have munataka ndengu. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us give God the glory.
Amen.
Because every barrier that we're going to overcome, every limitations that we're going to break, it is because he enables you. Just like I started by saying, if you allow him.
Mm-hmm.
When you allow him, he uses you to break all these limitations.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll stop there for now. Amen.
Amen.
We still have tomorrow. Amen. So let's stand up on our feet. I want us to pray because I believe there is one limitation you feel like now you are all psyched up. You want to deal with it. Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to deal with at least one. Amen. Don't go fighting everyone. Every battle that has been fighting you. Single one out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe that the Lord is going to give you the grace. He's going to give you the anointing. The Bible says that the anointing breaks the yokes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord is the one who prays in us with groanings and signs that we cannot understand. But he knows what is the will of the Father. Just open your mouth and go before the Lord. Just thank the Lord because of understanding. That it doesn't matter your condition right now. The potential of greatness is in you. You are not limited by what you have surrounded you right now, but there is greatness. You can break forth, you can break through in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, makata rabo sheta rababoza, riba shata ya rabo kata rabole, riba shakata ya rabo saya rianta, riba katolo bozo karabo, shala bayanderera, makata ya bosi kia ramanda, riba sheta rababo, oh makata rabasa, rekerere boshirele maseriana, riba kata rababo saya rianta. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, I honor you. Holy Spirit of God, I honor you. Holy Spirit of God, I honor you. I honor you tonight, Holy Spirit of God, because you are empowering us today. You are empowering your people today. You are empowering your people today to break every limitation in the life. Oh, to rise up and defend your inheritance in the name of Jesus. Makarabo shetaramayanda, reketarabo sokaramayanda, reketeriabo korabo shere, makataya labo, oh mazeka bayanda, oh ramayanda robosa, it was not my understanding of all, but I declare in the name of to be able to push against every barrier in the mighty name of Jesus. We refuse the spirit of stagnation in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that there is breaking forth. They are breaking through. 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 In the name of Jesus. Makarobo shendaraba. Pokoraba setala. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, King of our glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight, oh God. We thank you for speaking to us in a special way, oh God. We thank you for opening our eyes of understanding, oh God, that we may understand that we have power, oh God, to push backwards every limitation, to push backwards every barrier. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, in Jesus' name, we speak your fire, we speak your grace, we declare in Jesus' name that from tonight we are dealing with the limitations, we are dealing with the barriers in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, for those who have been discouraged and given up, oh God, we declare they are rising up again. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh my Father. Oh my God. We thank you, King of all glory. We thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for putting us on fire tonight. And thank you because we shall continue pushing them backwards. We shall continue dealing with every limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we refuse the spirit of discouragement. We declare new strength to continue. Even if we cannot see with our eyes, oh God, we declare that we shall continue until we see a manifestation. Oh, my breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we declare for every battle we get victory, our glory belongs to you. Our glory belongs to you. Our glory belongs to you. For you alone is God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, Jehovah. We give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray and we give thanks. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Amen.